All right, Coach, we have some guys trying to get here from another room, but I'll try to carry it for a few minutes until they get here. Could you talk, please, about what this game means to your team?
Well, it's an important game. I mean, the season, you know, it's a fluid season, and you know, we need to go on the road and play at our best. We're working every day to be able to do that.
How about the loss of Cutler and what that means as a, and of course, what you get in the way of McNown, the difference there or not a difference, whatever it is. Could you comment on that?
Well, I think our guys saw in the Washington game that Josh came in and as a veteran quarterback, you know, was able to capture the huddle and move our football team. And I think our team coming out of the Washington game has very high expectations that, you know, Josh will come in and play well, you know, with all due respect to, you know, the Packers, and give us a very, very good chance of having success on Monday night.
What do you see in the Packers when you see them on tape right now?
Well, I think they're, you know, they're a very good football team. You know, we look at, you know, Dom Capers does a great job with the people that he has, and he's had injuries and is able to make the best of it. And I think they're just overall just playing very, very good continuity football. You know, we saw the other night they played very well in special teams. It was a difference as well. And certainly, you know, Aaron is, you know, playing at a very, very high level, an elite level. And we're going to have to, you know, play well in all three phases of our game on Monday night.
Do you have a view of the NFC North title race that you could share with us?
I really don't. You know, this is game eight. Certainly we know what the team's records are, and everybody knows, you know, what happens, what will happen this weekend on a Monday night if your team wins or your team loses, and that'll be where the NFC North is, you know, Monday night after the game, and then you know, proceed into the second half of the season for us. It'll be start on game nine next week, so a lot of it's only one game. I mean, I think that we all understand the effect that it would have in the standings at this stage of the season. But there's still a whole season to play afterwards as well.
How big of a comfort level is it to, I mean, you hate to lose Jay, obviously, but to be able to stick in a veteran quarterback who's kind of seen everything, knows how to win games, knows how to not lose games?
Well, I think that, you know, our team feels very good about Josh. He's a guy who transcends our locker room. He has great leadership qualities as well, just like Jay does. So I think the team feels, certainly come out of the Washington game, that you know, he gives us an excellent chance to go out and move the football and have success.
Mark, when you were hired, did you have the realization that winning the division goes through Green Bay, that the Packers are really the team that has to be knocked off?
You know, I don't think about it that way because I think that every year is a new year. So I didn't go in there with any kind of expectations. I think to think that way disrespects other teams in the division, and I wouldn't want to do that. And you're talking to somebody who has tremendous respect for Mike McCarthy. I mean, I've known Mike a long time, and the fantastic job he does as a head football coach, and how he handles himself, and you know how he coaches his football team. But you go into every season, and you really do play every game on an individual basis, and the schedule takes care of itself as you move along. And the division does as well.
Does Packers Bears mean anything extra to you? I mean, the rivalry, have you caught that?
Well, you know, growing up in the Midwest, I spent a lot of years in the Midwest, growing up in Minneapolis, you know, certainly understanding all the different rivalries that exist in the NFC North, you know, and the old Central Division and so forth. So, you know, I understand the rivalry and the importance to the people and the communities of games like this, but you know, out of respect for, you know, all the other games that we play, we're going to play as hard. We play as hard every week as we're going to try to play on Monday night. We're going to try to play as hard as we can, just like Green Bay is. But certainly, you know, respect the tradition, you know, of two, you know, foundational teams in the National Football League, two teams that, you know, really are part of its beginnings, are playing each other. And they played a lot of games, and I'm just excited to be able to go to Lambeau Field with our guys and play a football game.
you got a lot of tall guys to throw the ball to. I guess how big of an asset is that for your passing game between Marshall and Bennett and your other receiver?
Yeah, well, you know, receivers come in all sizes. We happen to have some big ones that, you know, we're not the fastest group in the world, but we do have guys who, you know, are good technicians and have good length and catching radius, which helps. But you can see around the league that quarterbacks do it with a lot of different kinds of receivers, and Aaron does it with you know, different kinds of receivers. He's done it with a lot of different receivers with all the injuries that you know, they faced up there. So we've got guys with very, very good football intelligence that love the game, that work real hard, and they happen to be big guys, and it certainly doesn't hurt.
You guys are number two in scoring, and I assume you're probably still maybe feeling your way through things a little bit because of the systems new and everything. I mean, do you feel like there's a lot more to give out there yet?
Yeah, I think you hit it exactly right. It's a good question. We don't even – it's hard for us to feel like we scratched the surface. We're still trying to, you know, figure out the best places to get people lined up, the best, you know, schematics to use, you know, during the course of a game, and just how to use the talent that we have. And it's challenging each and every week to try to spread the ball around because we do have good players at a lot of different positions. But, you know, we're not extending ourselves in terms of trying to do it all right now. We're just trying to get better every day in practice, focus on a work ethic and building a foundation, you know, for something that could be great as we move forward.
Turnovers are kind of in the calling card down there for the longest time. Have you put your own spin on things, or is that just veteran defensive guys just know how to play the game?
Yeah, I don't really put my spin on anything. I think that, you know, when we walked into this locker room, we walked into a locker room, I think, that was grounded in good character and guys that, you know, were very, very good at playing the game. And, you know, I think, you know, going to your question, I think we've just tried to, you know, build on that. I think Mel Tucker has done a good job of bridging the gap and continue to sell a lot of the same things that each and every team sells each and every day in practice. I don't think it's mutually exclusive. We've got some players who really do have a knack for taking the ball away. We've seen that as we went through OTAs and training camp, and you know, we hope that continues. We know it won't be easy, you know, against the quarterback and the team that we're playing on Monday night.
We had Brandon Marshall in the conference call a little while ago. Are teams scheming to take him away? And if they do that, are you in a better spot to maybe counteract that than, I know you weren't there in years past, but are you in a better spot to counteract that than maybe in past seasons?
You know, I don't know. Each and every week is a little bit different. I mean, we've had, you know, Brandon has some exceptional games, and he's had some games, you know, I'm just speaking to Brandon, some games that, you know, we certainly have been happy with the number of targets that he's had. But, you know, overall, we really don't try to think about it. We try to, you know, move people around and get guys in different places. I mean, the league is such, and, you know, playing a Dom Capers defense, you really don't know what you're going to get. And there's